This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
QNN Community Network News. I'm Anthony Smeaton.
And I'm Jed Gilbert. One of Australia's favourite comedians, Magda Zabanski, has come out as proudly gay. Speaking to Channel 10's The Project, Magda found it hard to keep back the tears.
I think it must be hard for people who don't experience what it's like to know what the pressures of being gay are. Yep. And if you... I mean, I love my work and I just... almost feel like you have to choose, you know. You just want to give of yourself and... you know, it's so recent that things have changed. It's like it's only in the last 4 years that we've had anything like the same sort of rights for civil unions, you know. There's a kind of velvet oppression that's going on where people think it's fine for gay people. Young gay people are killing themselves. Mm. It's not fine.
Magda chose Valentine's Day to publicly come out. She explained that she's been out for decades to family and friends but has now publicly come out in favour of gay marriage.
ABC TV host Adam Hills has lent his support to the fight for marriage equality by making an unusual offer last week on his talk show in Gordon Street Tonight.
So, in the idea of equality and fairness for all, if you're gay or lesbian and you would like to take part in what is, to our knowledge, Australia's first ever mass gay and lesbian TV wedding, let us know.
The call for couples to join in the mass wedding came after he'd promised a week earlier to throw a TV wedding for a lesbian couple who got engaged on the show. The show was inundated with requests from other gay couples to participate, leading to the surprise announcement. If you and your partner are interested in taking part in the ceremony planned for March 26, you can email gordonst@abc.net.au.
Two films planned to be screened at the Sydney Mardi Gras Film Festival have been banned by the classification board. The board has refused, saying if the films were to be classified, they'd be X-rated. The festival director says he's shocked by the decision and says one of the films banned has been purchased by the Museum of Modern Art in New York and is screening at the Tate Modern in London. It will now not be possible to publicly screen the films in Australia.
Monash University has distanced itself from Associate Academic Rabbi Dr. Shimon Cowan after he made a series of homophobic remarks in a recent article for the Australian Family Association Journal. Cowan wrote that the anti-bullying initiative, the Safe Schools Coalition, is unethical because it educates children about homosexuality and that goes against the word of God. Staff at the uni have called for his position to be reviewed, labelling his views as extremely harmful to young people. However, the university has responded, saying he's no longer at Monash, nor was he at the time of writing the article.
In Cairns, new gay, lesbian, bisexual and transgender awareness forums will be held. The Queensland Association for Healthy Communities is holding the forums, with them spanning the issues facing seniors, youth and people with Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander backgrounds. The forums aim to make services and communities more inclusive of gay people.
The International Gay and Lesbian Rights Commission says its website has been banned in Indonesia. It's believed the website was shut down on order of the country's Communication and Information Minister, who deemed the content contained pornography. Spokesman for the Commission, Alan Johnson, says it's not the first time governments have used the excuse of pornographic content to block the website, which is dedicated to pursuing human rights for those persecuted because of their sexual orientation or gender identity.
Now here's Tanya Lewis with QNN Sport.
Former Hawthorn president Jeff Kennett has announced this week that around 40 AFL players might be gay and that he has personally spoken to one of them.
And I said to him, have you told your colleagues about your sexuality? And he said, no, I'm fearful of doing so.
In response, Western Bulldogs player Robert Murphy said the issue should not be about who's gay, but rather about creating an accepting environment.
I think there's a bit of a sick fascination about who it is and how many there is. I think that's really irrelevant.
The Players Association supports Murphy's comments, and the AFL have released a new Respect DVD. CEO Andrew Demetriou said the league is focused on creating an inclusive environment for a diverse community.
Thanks, Tanya. If there is a story out there you want to hear reported on QNN, then let us know about it. Email us on qnn@joy.org.au. That's QNN for this week. I'm Jed Gilbert.
And I'm Anthony Smeaton. We'll have more for you next time on Community Network News.
This has been a news and current affairs program from the Joy Studios in Melbourne. For more gay and lesbian content, please go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.